Every Wednesday on Eats and Beats, the goal is to spotlight the diversity in food and culture that we have right here in Denver and throughout our community. Today, we're speaking with Chef Arden Lewis, the program manager of Comal Heritage Food Incubator. Comal supports immigrant and refugee entrepreneurs in the Denver community. Chef Lewis was born and raised in New York, and food has always been a focal point in his life. As a first-generation American whose parents immigrated from Trinidad, Tobago, Chef Lewis was first introduced to food through classic West Indian dishes like buljol, I believe I'm going to find out from the chef here in a second if I pronounced it correctly, which is a cold, spicy, salted codfish, or roti with curry goat. Cooking would remain a deep interest while Chef Lewis pursued his other loves, science and technology. So it's my pleasure to bring on the microphone here in the studio with us, Chef Arden Lewis. Buenos dias. Good morning. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you. Buenos dias to you as well, Carlos. Yeah, pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
So from New York, huh?
Yeah.
That's where the soul comes from. That's especially with the mixing of the what I call the community foods and stuff.
Yeah.
It happens every day.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
I mean, my household growing up was all about foods on the weekends and during the holidays.
Yeah. The beautiful thing was we'd go just a few blocks over and meet somebody else from a different background and say, yeah, man, my mama made this today. And you'd sample some plantains or something. It was just a real good way to get involved with other people through food. I want to start with comal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what is a comal? I understand some kind of a griddle or something.
Yeah, so a comal, it's a griddle. It's circular in shape. It's a centerpiece of a lot of kitchens, especially kitchens that are strictly off of like coals or wood fired. And it is where a lot of things are cooked, especially the tortilla, also circular.
Okay.
So
right on the fire.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Very much a central part of the cooking equipment in the kitchen. And you'll see it in other cultures too, which is another reason why it's special to comal.
Okay. So let's talk about Comal Heritage Food Incubator and your involvement, your engagement. How did you end up where you're at right now?
Well, if you have all day, which you don't, I can tell you. You know, I think my journey to comal, I think, was a special one and not necessarily a direct route to Denver or even into this avenue of social enterprises, which is comal. I started off actually in science and technology, as you mentioned in your introduction. I spent most of my time in middle school, high school, college, just going for engineering or computer science.
Yeah.
Ended up going into applied math in college and then went into technology on Wall Street. Did that for 8 years. And probably about 3 years into it, was looking for a change.
Yeah.
You know, when you realize you don't want to actually do well in something. Like, I didn't want to do what it took to actually excel. I was happy where I was. And you know, complacency is like the enemy of progress, you know. So
maybe there was a little bit of lack of passion in that field.
For me, it was more of, you know, it wasn't, whatever it was, there was something there that wasn't for me or something lacking that I was looking for. And a friend of mine one day mentioned that I should become a chef. Just randomly in a conversation, I was talking about, you know, I don't know what I want to do. What am I going to do? And he said, you should become a chef. You remember that dinner you cooked in college? And no, I don't remember. I didn't remember this dinner I cooked in college. To this day, I try to tell the story more so I could try to remember, one, who told it to me, and two, what this dinner was. But that led me on the journey to search for whether or not this industry, the hospitality industry, was compatible for me. And I went through a stage at a restaurant in New York for quite some time, while I was doing technology. And then I did that part-time for about 3 years until I did some traveling around the world and then dug in and dove all in into cooking.
Well, we're glad you're here. If you're just joining us, Chef Arden Lewis, who works with Comal Heritage Food Incubator. Tell me about that interesting name, Comal Heritage Food Incubator. What is the essence of what you do, and what can people find when they come there? Who do you serve?
I think my first experience with Kamal Heritage Food Incubator, hearing that word, mm-hmm. kind of indicates what I think we would like to have other people think too as well, which is, what is it?
Exactly.
Right? It's a conversation starter, but it has all the words in it that that are part of our mission. So we are a heritage food incubator as our main purpose. And as you mentioned before, we serve low-income immigrant and refugee women. And so part of that process is, you know, protecting their heritage foods, communicating their heritage foods as well, and also using food as that mechanism, that vehicle to communicate their cultures and their heritages to the public. And what I think we also find is that we communicate it to ourselves too, because we're a multicultural program in the sense that, you know, there's no limit on how many cultures we can have in the program. It's just space capacity. So, yeah.
So describe the actual physicality of the place. You know, people come. How do people find out about it when they get there? What do they actually do?
So when guests come in, it's a lunch counter for business.
Okay.
And that's what we use as like the training ground for participants.
Okay.
That is also paired with more classical learning, where they learn the commercial kitchen. And so we have a training program for the commercial kitchen, but we use their recipes. So it's a little different, actually very different from a traditional culinary school, where we're looking at the talents and we're actually measuring intelligence in a different way. Every participant who comes into that program is highly intelligent to navigate and survive life.
So you've got what you call an earn while you learn,
exactly,
style of mission.
Exactly, and that's another way that we differ from traditional schooling. And so we don't really necessarily, we don't think that, you know, just because you get a scholarship or you can attend for free, that it's also a privilege and advantageous to people. For some people, that time, losing that time is disadvantageous, right? And so what we do is that Earning As You Learn program model is really to supplement their time in the program, right? To compensate them for their time while they're there, because, you know, I worked for free in a restaurant, but that's because I could. But not everybody can do that.
Right.
Not everybody can do that. And not everybody can hold down a full-time job and go to another job for free after.
Tell me a little bit about Kamal's restaurant, the garden, and how the menu changes on a daily basis. You know, what can we expect if we were to walk in there today and see the menu?
Well, actually, a good question. Yeah. Today is very different from last week because we're celebrating Semana Santa.
Oh, Semana Santa, of course,
Semana
Easter
Santa
week.
Yeah, the Holy Week. And so it is a huge celebration for a lot of cultures in Latin America. And so the cultures we have representing in Kamal are Mexican and Venezuelan. And so this week you'll find empanadas de vigilia, which is a special vegetarian empanada that's baked with vegetables. We've also got some croquetas with tuna, as well as a special Venezuelan dish called pastel pescado, which is like a torta of it's unbelievably delicious. The flavor combination is kind of surprising, but also just like familiar at the same time. It's some fried sweet plantains layered with potatoes, layered with tilapia that's been stewed. And then it all cooked together and kind of almost like a strata.
Yeah. Okay, you could stop there now.
Yeah. I know, I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
last thing for you, my friend, Chef Arden's here. The Globeville Community Farmers Market.
Yes.
Is hosted there on a weekly basis, I get it.
Actually, we've got a few changes on that.
Okay, let's hear them.
Just like when things are going and they and they progress, this is what we do. So we've actually changed the name to Huerta Urbana Farmers Market, and it will be held at our home organization, Focus Points Family Resource Center. And that's located at 2501 East 48th Street, East 48th Avenue, sorry, in the Ilaria-Swansea area.
Okay.
And that's a pay-what-you-can market, and it is run by one of our other social enterprises at Focus Points Family Resource Center, Huerta Urbana. And it is for this year, we are taking SNAP and WIC as well, and it really is pay-what-you-can. There's no guilt. There's no shame. There's no one's comparing dollars and cents.
Right.
It's really about food access is the core of that market. And,
that's needed these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Especially, you know, when you think about the area that we're in, holding it in Ilaria-Swansea. You know, it is both a food desert and food swamp, as I learned the other day, actually, from Huerta Urbana. And part of that goal is to bring, you know, healthy foods to the area and keep it accessible. So it's weekly from June to October. It'll be on Fridays from 2 to 7. Okay. And you can find out more information on the Focus Points Family Resource Center website.
Okay. Chef Arden Lewis, thank you so much for
being here, Carlos,
this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm going to make sure I get a good lunch today.
Yeah.
Just thinking about all the savory and great food that you've described from Comal.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We will post this online on the Kubo site as well.
Oh, perfect.
For people who want to catch up on our conversation. Good luck with everything. Hope to see you again sometime.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
All right.
All right.